نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيره ويوم حنين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, in our last discussion on the series of the sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we discussed the conquest of Makkatul Mukarramah. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to this in the Quran Kareem, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. After the conquest of Makkatul Mukarramah was the battle of Hunain. Hunain is the name of a place between Makkatul Mukarramah and Ta'if. In Hunain, there were two powerful tribes, the tribe of Thaqif and the tribe of Hawazin. They were very, very rich, very, very wealthy. And they were experts in archery. When they heard that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkatul Mukarramah, they thought that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now going to face and change his direction towards them. So they thought that before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam could come over to them and launch an attack on them, they should rather charge Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they prepared an army of 20,000 people. And with that, they also took their women and their children. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that the people of Hunain, the tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin, has prepared an army and they are charging, coming toward Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a sahabi, Abdullah ibn Abi Hadrad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to go and investigate the matter. Abdullah ibn Abi Hadrad came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told, the information is true and the tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin, they are preparing to launch an attack on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkatul Mukarramah. From Madinatul Munawwara, he came to Makkatul Mukarramah with 10,000 Sahaba. Another 2,000 Sahaba who just accepted Islam. All in all, 12,000 Sahaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeds towards Hunain. When the Sahaba looked at the number, we are 12,000 in number. In the Battle of Badr, we were just over 300. Hunain, just over 1,000. In Ahzab, roughly 3,000. Never in any war we were in such big number as we are today. And they said to themselves, لَمْ نُغْلَبْ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ قِلَّةِ. We will never ever be defeated because of being in a small number. We're in such a big number, so victory is like, so to say, written on the wall. Most definitely we are going to be victorious. They focused on their numbers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba goes towards Hunain. The tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin, they hid in the valleys of Hunain. And as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba came in, they collectively launched an attack on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. One after the other, they aimed their spears at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. The Muslims, they were unable to withstand that attack and they dispersed. They ran for shelter. Everybody ran for shelter with the exception of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a few Sahaba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu kept on going in front. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then in order to get the Sahaba back and to regroup them, he called out and he said, Ana Nabi la kadhib, ana ibn Abdul Muttalib. Have no doubt that I am the Nabi of Allah. There's no lie about that. And I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam attributed himself to his grandfather because of the popularity of his grandfather. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then called out, Ya ayyuhal ansar, Oh Ansar, where are you people? Where have you dispersed? You are those great people that stood the might of the enemies before. Where are you today? Ya Ashab al-Samura, O people that took the bay'at under the slingerberry tree. Where are you people? The bay'at al-Ridwan. Shortly thereafter, Sahaba regrouped. Initially there were a victory, defeat, then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave victory to the Muslimin. When they launched an attack, now they have captured 6,000 people from the tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin. 24,000 camels, 40,000 sheep, and the silver and gold was different and apart from that. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to this, the incident of Hunain, in the Quran Kareem. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنَ كَثِيرًا. Remember, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala helped you and assisted you in many places. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْن. And on the day of Hunain. But why was it defeat? Remember what came out from your tongues. Your focus was on your number, rather than your focus being on Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In the past, did you gain victory because of your skills? Because of your bravery? Or was it the decree of Almighty Allah? Allah wanted to teach a lesson. Is a'jabatkum kathratukum falam tughni ankum shay'a wa daqat alaykum al-ardu bima rahubat. Remember when your big numbers made you feel ostentatious. But the big numbers never made you independent. Never fulfilled your need. And in spite of your big numbers, the land, in spite of it being wide and expansive, became narrow upon you. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. And then you turn your back running away. And Allah says, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَةً. Then Allah's madad came. Allah's nusrat came. And then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave you victory. From this incident, we learn a great lesson. Sahaba attributed the victory or the predicted victory based on the number. Whereas victory and defeat, all is the decree of Almighty Allah. This world is a world of asbab, this world is a world of means. We adopt the means, but it is our aqidah, it is our belief. Whatever means you adopt, the effect is with the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And how often we have seen in the world, sometimes we have this attitude that we start off our business and you think that we got all the skills, all the expertise to turn the business around and make it successful. You did everything in a book, but still today was a failure. You got the skills, how come it's a failure? You are a professional person. You got high academic skills in you. And you thought through your profession, you're going to become a multi-millionaire. But far from that, you've got nothing in your pocket. We learn from this that you adopt all the means, but the effect in the means is only with the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And therefore we also understand that we should never ever look at our skills, our ability, and especially when we are serving the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sometimes you think that you're serving the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, so therefore this masjid, this madrasa, this institute is successful because of me, my skills. Allah doesn't need us. Allah is independent. If you are not there, that institute is still going to run. That masjid is still going to run. That organization is still going to run. The success of that organization is not because of you. That success of the organization is because Allah put the ability in you. And if you are not there, Allah will create somebody else also to do the work. And from this we understand, when it comes to the work of deen or anything, always tawazu, humbleness and humility is important. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That person who lowers himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will elevate his status. And just with that one incident before I terminate. After the battle of Hunain, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gathered all the booty in Ja'irana. Ja'irana is the place between Mecca and Medina, and that's where the people normally perform the big umrah. Some people call it small umrah. There's another big umrah which people make from Ja'irana. Normally the people from Malaysia, Jakarta, they go to that place and they don the ihram. They call it the big umrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent 15 sahaba, a few sahaba, and the Amir was Abu Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, uncle of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to go to Awtas. Awtas was also a place in that same area where the kuffar, when they fled, some of them went to Awtas, some of them went to Taif. So Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala say that Abu Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Amir, he was hit with a spear by Salama, who was the son of Durayd ibn Simma. Very old, elderly person. His son's name was Salama. He threw a spear on Abu Amir. The spear hit him on the knee. Abu Musa Ash'ari came and saw his uncle, and he saw the spear inside his knee. He asked his uncle, "Who hit you?" Uncle indicated towards Salama. Abu Musa Ash'ari ran for that person. When Abu Musa Ash'ari ran for that person saw Abu Musa Ash'ari coming for him. He turned his back and he started running. Now, he started running so fast, Abu Musa Ash'ari felt as though you're not going to catch him. So Abu Musa Ash'ari told him, just to put shame in him and make him stop, and to have a confrontation with him, told him that, "Ala tastahi, ala tasbut. Don't you feel ashamed? You're running away. You're a warrior. Stand up, fight with me. Ala tasbut. Why don't you stop?" After that enemy, Salama, felt ashamed, he stopped. And he had a confrontation with Abu Musa Ash'ari. And in that confrontation, Abu Musa Ash'ari killed this person. Then he goes to Abu Amir, his uncle. And he told his uncle, "The person that launched, that hit you with a spear, Allah has killed him." Then he pulled the spear out from the knee. When he pulled the spear out of the knee, there was so much of water gathered on the knee that Abu Amir knew that his time to leave from this dunya is up. Now look at it. Just I want you to ponder one point. Abu Amir is a Sahabi. He's in jihad in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now he tells to Abu Musa Ash'ari, "I know I'm about to pass away. Two things. Convey my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, وَقُلْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ اسْتَغْفِرْ لِي. Tell to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make istighfar for me." Now think and ponder. He's in the path of Allah, in jihad, he's about to become shaheed, and he never focused that I'm in jihad, I'm in a path of Allah, so most definitely I will be forgiven. He still pondered upon some of his weaknesses, and he said, "Tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to seek forgiveness from me." From this we understand, when a person is doing any work of deen, don't focus on what you did, focus on your weakness and focus on your shortcoming. Abu Musa Ash'ari, after this war, he goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that what Abu Amir told. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu asked for a container, made wudu, then after the wudu, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu lifted his hand. In the hadith it comes, Nabi Sallallahu lifted his hand like this. Normally you make dua like this. He lifted his hand like this, where that the armpits, whitishness of the armpits of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi was exposed. Lifted his hand so high. That is making dua with desperation. And Nabi Sallallahu made dua, "Allahumma fir لِأَبِي عَامِرْ وَاجْعَلْهُ فَوْقَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ." Allah, forgive Abu Amir and make him among superior on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Musa Ash'ari, he was also a Sahabi. He was also in jihad. He felt so envied Abu Amir so much that Nabi Kareem is making dua of istighfar for him. What about me? He said, "No, Prophet of Allah, and me? Make dua for me also." So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, "Allahumma fir Ya Abdullah ibn Qais Zamba." Allah, forgive Abdullah ibn Qais. That's Abu Musa Ash'ari's name. Forgive him his sins. We understand from this incident of Hunayn that we'll always be very careful what we speak and never focus on our skills and our ability. Whatever happens, if we are successful anyway, only with the decree and the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.